Chances are you've probably heard of Imran Khan. At 70 years old, he is Pakistan's current most well-known personality. The cricketer-turned-politician has a special appeal among the youth, but he's also popular among all age groups and social classes. But the meteoric rise in his appeal is not just down to his personality and background. With millions of followers across major social networks, the profile of Imran Khan and his party dwarfs that of other politicians in Pakistan. And it's not just the number of followers, it's carefully targeted messaging that helps give Khan the edge.
Imran Khan is an excellent marketeer. He tries to appeal to every class of the society by leaving everything open-ended. People fill in the blanks according to their own biases. My Khan is another version of your Khan. Poor people's Khan is different from the rich. Clerics is different. And he has a separate appeal for liberals. There is no definitive ideology behind him.
Dr. Farhan Virk used to run social media accounts for Imran Khan's party as himself, a woman, and many other fake identities. To prove his point about contradictions, he told us to look at Imran Khan's statements made during a recent court case.
It's not the security agency. It's one man, the army chief.
I have repeatedly sent him these messages, not now, ever since he's been there. I said, look, I know your fear is that if I come to power, I will remove you, denotify you as the army chief. I promise I won't do it.
You say that the problem is with the army chief, but you also say that you promise that you will not sack him. So which one is it?
All I'm saying is the problem is not from my side, it's from the other side.
His critics accuse the powerful military of engineering him into power, silencing critics and forcing the media to only air the narrative of his Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf or PTI party. Khan says that's a myth. Imran Khan's cricketing fame, philanthropic projects and a revamped religious appeal all contributed to where he is now. But he's also part of a culture where people gravitate towards strong personalities.
Our mind is personality driven. Even if you look around the world, it's personalities that matter for people. They have sentimental connections and sometimes they even follow them blindly. There's a trust factor as well with people who portray themselves as saviors.
And that psychological relationship isn't easily swayed. Despite criticism that Khan has failed to fulfill campaign promises, made many policy U-turns, as well as him facing charges of corruption and misuse of power, it seems to have little impact on his followers. Many analysts have questioned why Imran Khan changes his messaging. His former party members say that's a strategy which appeals to every segment of society. And as long as Imran Khan's PR tactics work, they say his message will continue to resonate among all of his different supporters. Osama bin Javed, Al Jazeera, Zaman Park, Lahore.